next item is conditional use number 1902, Dorothy Garvey.
And Mr. Chairman, this particular conditional use while the record was not held open for additional information, at the public hearing we did have some concerns about a couple of factors, one being the front yard setback and two about the access to our use of Collins Avenue, and due to the legal counsel's vacation schedule and my work schedule, we have not been able to confer on that, but I believe there is some information from DelDOT about the front yard setback, Mr. Lang.
Not specifically as far as staff. That site is a part of the expansion of Route 24 a few years ago, and there was a taking by DelDOT for right away, and that's why the setback's less than 40. The other issue that you addressed was Collins Avenue. I can't provide any comments on that.
Mr. Lank, the comments you just made, that information is publicly available for anyone who would seek it out. I'm a little concerned because the record's not open on that, and I'm a little concerned about
it. Because that was a question raised.
The applicants
have provided additional information, which I cannot provide to the commission,
right.
But I will provide to council on Tuesday.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. All right, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
It's okay, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1902 for Dorothy Garvey, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1902, Dorothy Garvey. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.